The Cubs are opening up a series against the Cardinals in St. Louis, and Cubs backstop Wilson Contreras would have himself a big night against Mike Leake.
Here's a long fly ball into right field. This is trouble. It is gone. It is 1-0 Chicago. Wow. That ball shot out of here, didn't it? Holy mackerel.
That's his fifth career home run against the Cardinals.
I don't know what he's eating, but that thing shot out of here.
The pitch. There's a drive hit deep into center field. This is going to leave the yard in center. A home run for Contreras. He's 2-for-2. 2-0 Cubs.
Both line drives.
From the stretch, nobody on. The pitch, a swing, and there's a high fly ball. Hit to deep right. Grichik is back at the wall, and this one is gone. Well, Cecil has not been able to retire left-handed batters at a very good rate. Schwarber almost took him out of the park, and La Stella did. That's La Stella's first home run of the year.
Wong is trying to keep the line moving. Adams is on deck. He'll hit for the pitcher. Swing and a miss. Stuck him out. Ball gets away from the catcher, but he throws him to first. Oh, it's a wild throw. Wong's going to go to second. The run comes home to score. And believe it or not, the Cardinals are still alive. I don't know what happened to that ball. It just sailed on the first baseman Rizzo. And it'll be a strikeout, E at 2. And the run score. And the score is Grichik. And the tying run now down at second base. Wow, what a revolting development that is, huh? There's a big gap in right center as the 0-2 comes in. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Cubs win it 3-2. We'll have the totals for you next.
Wade Davis overcomes the error and picks up his 8th save of the year. Eddie Butler goes 6 scoreless frames and allows just 2 hits to win his Cubs debut. And Chris Bryant, the reigning NL MVP, was a late scratch due to illness. A 1-run loss for St. Louis in the series opener against the Cubs. Mike Matheny's club sees its 6-game win streak come to an end.
Be awake for anything if we get the runners moving. Yeah, it needs a good primary, needs a good secondary if he's going to score on a ball in the gap. So that's his mindset. And, you know, we know, he knows. He's seen this guy behind the plate. You know, he's picked off as many people, more than anybody in the game, you know, these last year and what he's done this year. So it's not a surprise. But you can get caught off guard just, you know, sometimes being aggressive. But Mike was good. You know, I thought his last couple were even better. I mean, he's been so good all season long. You know, you're looking at, you know, 2 solo shots get him in trouble. And, you know, I like our chances, him going 6 innings and giving up 2 solo shots and us doing something offensively. But just couldn't get much going. Randall's been getting a hold of him. You know, he had a couple in Miami that were smashed too, just didn't go anywhere. You could tell he was getting close. You know, he's dangerous. You know, we talk about a few guys like that. They'll go on a little run where it doesn't look quite right. Next thing you know, he'll reach out and they'll hurt you. So that was good to see. And then take the walk later, and you know, we got a chance to put some pressure on.
And you were catcher. How'd you evaluate that play where Wilson Contreras threw the ball so hard the first on that strikeout? Give you guys some advice.
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's one of those plays. You let it go like you let go any other throw, and you always have the capability of one sailing a little bit. I think it just took off a little bit more on Rizzo than what he expected, and it was thrown so hard, not a lot of time to react. Yeah, I think it's the curveball and the cutter both. I mean, we've seen both of them get it, but he's had some fastballs hit as well from the lefties. So I mean, he's just trying to find a good rhythm. And you know, we talk about position players like this too, that you know, they get on a new team and they want to make something happen and want to show what they can do, and it's just taking Brett a little longer. He went on a real good run there. You know, at times he's looking better against the righties than he is the lefties, getting some awkward swings on the changeup and the breaking ball. I just think he's having trouble finding that real good feel for the cutter and the curve.
The Cardinals will look to rebound on Saturday afternoon when Carlos Martinez takes the mound at Busch Stadium.